Rory McIlroy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And congratulations, Open champion, your third major win. You've had a little bit of time, I suppose, to let it all sink in. Has it sunk in, Rory?
It has, you know, just, the last couple of mornings waking up and seeing the Claret jug, it hits you. And, it's been a crazy week, but to be sitting at 25 years old with, three of the four majors won and having a chance to complete the slam at Augusta next year. I never thought that I'd be at this point in my career so soon, but, it's been incredible to sort of share it with everyone and have my friends and family around. And, we've had a couple of good nights the last, Sunday night and last night. And, it's starting to sink in.
I gather the jug may have had liquid poured into it that it didn't have inside it before in its 3 years of existence? Tell me about what went in there.
Well, it's a funny story because all the media engagements and stuff that you have to do after you win, it seemed like my friends and family started without me. I wasn't the first one to drink out of it, so they started without me, and they thought it would be appropriate to put some Jägermeister in there at the start. So that's why that went in. I definitely had a couple of sips of it throughout the night, but last night was only champagne. So we put some sort of good expensive stuff in it last night, and I think that's how it'll stay from now on.
For those who might be teetotalers or maybe just aren't familiar, Jägermeister, what's that?
It's actually a very bad tasting alcoholic drink. It's not very pleasant at all, but it seems quite popular these days. And
it's a liqueur, I think, is it?
It's a liqueur, yeah. It's quite popular with Red Bull. Actually, so we had a bit of Jägermeister and a bit of Red Bull.
There's an echo with my previous conversation. I'm told it's brandy with herbs. But to be serious, one of the things you were saying, I think, in the aftermath of your win on Sunday, I want desperately to be the best player that I can be. How good do you think you can be, or how much can you win?
I've proven to myself and I've proven to people over the last few years that, this is what I can do. I can win majors. I can hopefully be, the best in this game. And, that's what I want to do, And I know that, when I say, I want to be the best that I can be, I know if I am the best that I can be, then, that'll hopefully mean that I'm the best player in the world.
And you seem to have a certain urgency about, you're talking about winning the Masters, walking down Magnolia Lane next year. You're setting out, you don't want to hang around with notching up the fourth of the majors.
No, I mean, it's not even, obviously Augusta next year will be big because it's the only one that I haven't won. But, there's a major coming around in 3 weeks' time, at the PGA at Valhalla. And, I feel like I'm obviously in great form and I want to try and win that and just try and, get as many majors on this tally as possible. And, I'm playing well. I feel good. My game's felt in great shape all year. And, last week was just sort of the first week where I was able to put it all together. And if I can do that more often, then hopefully, more of these wins will come.
Peter Allis on Sunday afternoon, watching you as you waited to hit, I think your second shot to the 16th, said it's amazing how confident, relaxed McIlroy is. He must be churning inside, but he doesn't show it. Were you churning?
At times I was, yeah. At times, when you have a six shot lead and all of a sudden it's down to two with a few holes to go, you're not quite as comfortable as you were at the start, even a seven shot lead, after birdie in the first. So, there was guys that were making a run at me. Sergio, who was playing in front of me, was playing very well. Ricky, who was playing alongside me, didn't make a bogey all day. He played, a very solid round of golf. So, yeah, there was times where I was churning, but, I'm glad that people thought that I, kept a composed and relaxed exterior, because it definitely wasn't how I was feeling inside at times.
I think it's what one of your golfing buddies, Bill Clinton, would describe as keeping your game face on. But the just at those moments, and you hear the cheers from up ahead, in, as it would have been on Sunday with Sergio, how aware are you that good things are happening there, and how hard is it to shut that out and concentrate on the next shot or the next putt?
It is. It's hard. It's you know, when someone's playing in front of you and they're playing well and you hear the cheers and you see what they're doing, if they hole a putt or they hit a good shot, you know, you're very, you know what's happening. You know what, you know what's going on. And it's just about trying to keep focused on yourself and, you know, to stay, you know, to keep trying to do what you've done all week, which is stick to your game plan and focus on, you know, making good decisions on the course and making good swings and not really thinking about the end result. That's the thing that I think kept me quite calm and quite composed for the, you know, most of the week, was not allowing myself to think about winning or think about the end result or whatever. I never allowed myself to get that far ahead. So, you know, that was very important to me, to stay in my process of, you know, making good decisions and sticking to my game plan and just trying to execute that as much as best as I could.
And the last question, because I know you're under some time pressure, Rory, you did say on Sunday evening that you've had a difficult 18 months. You've come through that now. To what extent have you changed or matured, or what lessons have you learned over that time?
Yeah, it's been a big 18 months of my life. There's a lot that's went on and off the golf course, you know, with an equipment change, with, you know, things in my personal life, with, you know, management changes. There's been a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, the one sort of constant that's always been there has been my golf. And that's what I've sort of just went back to. And, you know, that's my main focus and you know, what I really, you know, what's, you know, really important to me, you know, is, you know, there's only a limited amount of time that you have a career at the top level, and I want to try and make the most of it. But it's definitely been a learning, you know, process these 18 months. I'm definitely more mature, not as naive. You know, I've learned a lot of lessons in that time, and, you know, hopefully it's just made me a stronger person.
Have you read or heard what Jack Nicklaus had to say after Sunday?
Actually, Jack and Barbara Nicklaus, they sent me a very nice note straight afterwards. They sent me a nice email. So I'm not sure what he said in public, but I got a nice note from him in private.
He says, "I like his swagger. I like the way he handles himself. I like his desire to be great. I like his desire to do the things he needs to do. I like that in a young guy. He's cocky in a nice way." You could take that, couldn't you?
If you're cocky in a nice way, I guess that's a good thing. But you know, the Nicklauses have been very good to me over the last few years, and, you know, I've got a great relationship with them. And, you know, for someone like Jack to say that about me is, you know, it's the highest compliment.
Rory McIlroy, Open winner and a winner of 3 Masters. Good luck in your quest for the 4th. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme, and congratulations to you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, Rory, thanks.